This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. The rush is on to go green, but what exactly does that mean? Sustainability consultant John Garn is currently exploring that question with a number of North Bay wineries. Rather than simply put up a highly visible array of solar panels, he suggests, the first step should be assessing current practices, top to bottom.
Questioning your operation and your process, or having someone come in, like from PG&E, the local utility, or Sonoma State can do audits, and basically have them look at your operation and point things out to you. And you can reduce your energy load to the point where if you were going to put in solar, you could invest the same amount of money you were planning to. Instead of getting 20%, you might get 40 or 50% of your energy.
In many cases, Garin says, rethinking wasteful practices can yield immediate savings with little or no investment required.
Flushing your bottling line out every day for 45 minutes with 190-degree water, most wineries let that water run right down to the wastewater pond or down the drain. And if you plumb it back to the boiler, it'll pay for itself in less than 3 months, usually. But, you know, you have to start thinking of the fact that it's not just water. There's energy involved in that water, moving it, pumping it, also heating it.
Only after making simple changes such as that, or converting to compact fluorescent lighting, does Garn recommend adding the solar panels. But electricity use is only one aspect of resource consumption that should be examined.
Propane especially has really spiked up in the last couple of years. Now that it's over $2, people are starting to question, do we really need to use that much propane? Do we need the water to be 190 degrees instead of 170 degrees?
Even beyond energy consumption, water usage is also subject to waste that can be costly, especially with the recent calls for water conservation.
Most of the vineyards here in the county have engineered drip irrigation systems, but most of the vineyards aren't paying a very good attention to the maintenance of that. So they might have leaks in them. They might not have distribution of the water as efficiently and accurately as they can. So there's a lot of factors involved in that as well.
Garn says that recent thinking now emphasizes sustainability over just being organic.
People are a little bit troubled by the reality that you can be a certified organic farmer and still not sustainable. That doesn't really mesh with our mindset that we have right now. I think most people think, well, if I buy something that's organic, it's the best it can possibly be, when that might not really be the truth.
But over that same time, the definition of sustainability has been expanding, raising new questions about how to identify best practices in terms of their global impacts.
There's a big debate right now about whether organic is better than something like spraying an application of Roundup, simply because now you've got to include global warming and climate change. So is it better to make one pass of a tractor in the vineyard spraying Roundup, or five or six passes of a tractor in that vineyard over the course of a season to keep the weeds down?
These broader questions are now rippling through the industry and prompting some more systemic changes. We'll find out more about those in tomorrow's broadcast. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.